I'm Coyote Peterson, and I'm about to enter the Nettle Zone with the Gimpy Gimpy.
Look at all the bumps forming on my arm. Oh my gosh.
Man, that is nasty looking. The Cape York Peninsula is considered one of Australia's final frontiers. It's a wilderness paradise, and while we love filming its unique species, today we're actually looking for its most notorious plant. Known as the Gimpy Gimpy, it supposedly has the world's most painful plant sting. Today I'm meeting up with my good friend Ryan. He says he's got Gimpy Gimpies on his land, and he knows that because he's been stung by it before. My goal is going to be to not only find this plant, but clip a leaf and ultimately place it on my forearm to determine just how painful this sting really is.
Kevin is our official Gimpy Gimpy scouting dog. He's got a nose for danger, this one.
That's it. Oh, way back there.
Kevin, what do you think about Gimpy Gimpy leaves? Is this something that a dog would ever want to mess with? Not so much.
Now, Ryan, you've been stung by the Gimpy Gimpy before. Tell us a little bit about your experience.
Oh, indeed. I just had it brush my fingers as I was swinging a machete, and pain stayed with me for about 3 months.
Wow. Yeah. So I may be in for some serious pain today, given what the Gimpy Gimpy is going to do to me. Now, what I want to do is extract the right size leaf. You can see some of these leaves are massive. I mean, bigger than a human head. So I could see how if you had an accident out there clearing bush trails, or if you slipped and fell into one of these plants, it's going to be end game for you. But for me, I'm looking to get a leaf that's just the right size to fit on my forearm. It seems like I have no trouble picking the leaf of my choice. So I got a couple things I'm gonna use. I'm gonna be wearing sunglasses and wearing protective gloves. I also have with me a couple of plastic bags and we'll be in good shape. Are you gonna follow in with me just a short ways, or are you gonna film from here?
I'm gonna film from here.
Okay. Probably smart, right?
I'm wearing shorts as well.
Yeah, okay, I'm actually gonna put bandana over my face too, just so that nothing breathes into my nose. The bandana, the glasses, the hat, the gloves, hopefully this will protect me. I don't want to get nettled before the right timing. Okay, I'm right underneath the tree now. I got a great leaf right there. There it is. That's the Gimpy Gimpy leaf right there. All right, let's get out of the underbrush here. It's time to get this experiment underway. Sample number one, secured. It is a very unassuming looking leaf, I have to admit. On the underside, you can see all those veins that run through. And what you can't see with the naked eye are these very small nettles, much smaller than the nettles of the giant stinging tree leaf. You got those jagged edges around the outer rim, and if you hold it up like this, it's almost heart-shaped. But there's no love that comes from this leaf, only pain. Now, I've read many stories about the Gimpy Gimpy in preparation for this episode. Honestly, this is the most fabled plant, I think, on the face of the planet. There are stories that date back all the way to the mid-1800s of early explorers running into this plant, the pain being so bad that they wanted to cut off their body part that was inflicted by those nettles. I even read a couple of cases where people's horses ran into the nettles and the horses ended up dying within a matter of hours. And what I want to do next is give you guys an up-close look at what are called the trichomes. That's what's actually harboring that neurotoxic venom. When you really break it down, those trichomes are little hypodermic needles, almost like snake fangs. And the second they touch my skin and the tip breaks off, that venom is going to slowly be working its way into my system. Now, for context and for safety, we do have a full first aid kit with us. We also have an epinephrine pen. There have been multiple cases of people being nettled by this plant who've gone into cardiac arrest. So we wanna be extra careful. I don't think it's gonna be that bad for me, but you never know. Certainly in Australia, this is biological landmine number 101. And there is an indigenous people's remedy for how to remove those nettles if you find yourself in worst case scenario. I'm gonna show you how to do that. But first, we actually have to get the nettles into my skin. Oh, I can feel myself really wanting to drag this one out. I'm told this is going to be one of the most painful experiences I've ever been through. Bullet ant, execution wasp, giant hornet, hand in a box full of angry yellow jackets. If this surpasses the yellow jackets, it's about to be the worst pain day I have ever gone through. And it's amazing that this is quite possibly going to come from a leaf. We think of it being animals on our planet that are the things that are going to be the most dangerous biological landmines. You never think about it actually being something like a plant. Now, to induce the nettling, all I'm going to do is basically brush the leaf up against my skin. Think about it. If you're out there exploring in the wilderness and you brush into one of these, you're gonna feel it. So I don't need to go over the top. Over the top would be slapping it up against my face, rubbing it all over my body. I can tell you this much, if this is going to put me in pain for several hours, if not possibly weeks, I think I'm just going to take a test drive with the Gimpy Gimpy. From what everybody tells me, it's going to be one wild ride. I'm going to move this off the table, take off this glove. Whew, my poor forearm, it's taken a lot of beatings on this trip to Australia. And you may see a red dot in the center of my forearm right now. That's actually still a sting left over from the bulldog ant. So we're just gonna add a little poison on top of the pain as it is. Okay, here we go. I'm Coyote Peterson, and I'm about to enter the nettle zone with the Gimpy Gimpy. One, two, three. Jeez, oh god, that's very bad, very quick. Oh my god, very bad, very quick. Ooh. Oh wow, okay, so, oh yeah. Holy mackerel, so what I did, oh geez, yeah, wow, okay, it's very, very bad. I rolled the leaf like this, because at first I was like, oh, I'm really not feeling anything. It takes those trichomes just the slightest opportunity of digging into your skin. This is like taking the volume in your car stereo and cranking it to 100. It only goes to 10, right now it's on its way to 100. Holy cow. Yep, this is worse than the giant singing tree, that's for sure. Now, I'm not gonna put this on par by any means with a hand in a box of yellow jackets. Not yet, we're not there yet, but I can definitely feel that it is building. Holy cow, all right, you can see where the redness is starting to set in there. I was trying to sit here. I really want to get up. I really want to get up and move around. The sweat's getting in my eyes now. Ah, I gotta get this glove off. Okay, let me get some composure here. Holy cow. Holy cow. So, on fire and being electrocuted at the same point is exactly what this feels like. I've only been electrocuted once. That's when I accidentally got my finger in between those two prongs in an electrical socket. And boy, does that send a jolt up your body. But if I'm going to compare this to an insect sting, I would say that we are definitely on bullet ant level at this point, and it is continuing to build. Now, when you think about it building and getting worse, I'm about a minute and a half in. And if it's only going to get worse in the next 20 to 30 minutes, I'm really a little bit nervous as to where that's going to possibly go. And I might have overdone it. Maybe I should have just touched it to my arm and not rolled it. Oh man, this is a bad idea. Oh my, look at all the bumps forming on my arm. Can you see that with that camera? All through there, look at that. Bump, 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 bump. I'm just gonna go ahead and count this because those are the trichomes that penetrated the surface. I'm seeing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, probably close to 50. Hot seat right here, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus, it's really getting bad. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Holy cow, can you see that on your camera, Mario?
Yeah, if you keep it like that.
Dude, that is ridiculous. Oh God, don't puke on us. Don't puke on us. Oh, my stomach's getting a little queasy. I can understand just from a few minutes in with the pain why some people have called this the suicide plant. I imagine this being on my face, my neck, my mouth. If you had fallen face first into one of these plants and you were going through this kind of agony everywhere, this is bad. This is bad. This is another one of those, oh, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. I know you guys are all right in the comment section. But look, Coyote, what did you think you were getting yourself into? Well, I knew what I was getting myself into. I had to determine exactly how bad it was going to be. Without question, this is way worse than the giant stinging tree leaf. Shimminies, wow. Holy heat zone, man. This is like serious searing fire right now. Holy cow, no, there's something's going on here. I can actually feel, it feels like it's crawling into my skin. So similar to a jellyfish, the nematophores on a jellyfish, and the way once they penetrate your upper epidermis layer and start to get in there, they're working their way in. And those trichomes are slowly releasing small bursts of neurotoxic venom. So every time they set off, almost like a landmine, I'm feeling that jolt of burning electricity going up and down my forearm. Got that shot yet?
That's a good angle right there.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Hold steady.
Start pouring down rain.
It's gonna rain?
Yeah.
We're trying to get this scene all roped in before the storm comes in. Now, it's important to note that we're gonna have to gauge out the pacing of this over the course of the next 20 to 30 minutes. So we've got rain coming in. The next piece is the next piece of the scene may be up under an overhang. But the good news is we've got the trichomes in, the venom's taking effect. And I'm gonna try to use the local remedy for removing some of those nettles, but I'm gonna let it set in so I can feel the full effect of the venom before we do that. All right, I'm getting up, I gotta move, holy crap. Ah! Woo!
Well, he was right about play stupid games, win stupid prizes, so. He wanted to take on this journey, and we would have been here to capture it.
Oh. Ah, torrential downpour! Nothing like filming a nettled episode in the middle of an oncoming storm. Oh, my remedy! Oh, the water definitely makes it worse. Jeez. Man, that is nasty looking. My whole left side is like, oh, so uncomfortable. All the way up my arm, into my shoulder, and into my chest and my lymph nodes.
That is the face of a man who is exemplifying true regret. My arm is on fire right now, and it's not just my arm. It's my lymph nodes underneath my armpit and in my groin. It's so uncomfortable. That's my body's lymphatic system basically saying we've got invaders in the body. We got to get rid of them.
Now there is a remedy that indigenous people, the Aboriginal people will use to help remove the nettles from any stinging plant in Australia. I'm going to try this remedy. I'm looking for anything right now that could possibly provide me relief. I am 30 minutes in, mentally I am zapped, my lymph nodes are screaming in pain, my arm is on fire, it might as well have gotten burnt in a furnace. So let's try to do this. If you are out in the wild and you find that you have run into a gimpy or you've run into a giant stinging tree, all you need is a small container. You could use a water bottle, you could use anything, and a little bit of dirt. You want some dirt that's gonna be thick and that's ultimately going to turn into a thick mud that you can cake onto the skin. You want it to be the consistency of a very hearty milkshake. Now, as that dirt begins to dry, as the mud dries, it is going to suck moisture and grip on to the nettles. And then you should be able to peel or rub that off and hopefully take the majority of the nettles with you. So if you're out there in the wild, finding anything with a flat, straight edge. I found the shell earlier. This will work perfectly to scrape the mud at an angle. You don't want to dig in, you want to go at an angle against the mud, the skin, and hopefully that will help to push out some of the nettles. So here we go. Look at that. It's bulldozing it away. Oh, it's still very, very sensitive. Oh, it does feel like it may be getting some of those nettles out though. Oh man, my arm hurts so bad. The whole arm is almost numb at this point. And as the mud was drying, I could actually feel that it was tightening down on the skin, which did provide, strangely enough, a little bit of relief. And the good thing about the mud is that it's also going to suck out a little bit of that toxin from the upper level of the skin. All right. Now, everything that I've read has said that water immediately turns to searing pain. That's because the nerve endings that are being affected by the neurotoxin are still screaming, and cold or heat will just increase that intensity. But I'm gonna go for it. Here we go. Yep, oh wow, jeez. Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, I wanna get that off, Ah, yeah. The water burns like crazy. Okay, there are definitely probably still trichomes in there if it's hurting that bad. Okay, get off of there, water. Woo, man. Immediate water contact equals searing pain. But now that I've squeegeed off some of that water, I am feeling a bit of relief. Now, as a secondary effort, if you find yourself out in the wild and this is your immediate solution, getting to a store to use something like wax strips is going to be your best remedy in a nettling, whether that is from the giant stinging leaf or from Gimpy Gimpy. We know because I use wax strips with the giant stinging leaf, and I do have some wax strips with me that I will eventually try if the pain here doesn't begin to subside.
Jeez! Oh, that's so painful.
It is insane how many of those were still in my skin. And I can tell the difference between hairs and trichomes because my hair is dark colored and the trichomes are clear. And under a macro lens, they look like little tiny snake fangs that inject a lot of neurotoxic venom. It has now been 24 hours since I took on the sting of the Gimpy Gimpy. It's fair to say, last night I had the second worst sleep experience in my life. Next to sticking my hand into a box of Angry Yellow Jackets, the Gimpy Gimpy put me in some serious pain. Today, I'm doing all right. I used another wax strip this morning, still feeling electrical shock impulses running up and down my forearm. And I would say that I can officially rank the Gimpy Gimpy as being the number one most painful plant sting in the world. Is there a plant sting that's ever gonna outdo it? I guess we'll have to wait and find out. I'm Coyote Peterson. Be brave, stay wild. We'll see you on the next adventure.
It has been nearly 4 months since my wild ride with Australia's notorious suicide plant. And when it comes to long-term effects, all of the warnings are legit. My forearm experiences random, unprovoked flare-ups of itchiness, and if I put anything refrigerator-level cold to my skin in the nettled area, it feels like I'm being shocked with icy lightning bolts. Fun times. But this is why I do what I do, so that we can all see how powerful nature is and why you want to do your best to respect it from a safe distance.